To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Better believe it. We asked you earlier. We'll ask you again, and we'll do it two more times throughout the show. Fesco and Dusty, Wednesday poll question, orchestrated by Mac Morey. How much confidence do you have against the Texans with your Chiefs this week? 0 to 25%, 25 to 50%, 50 to 75%, 75 to 100%. 134 of you have voted. 44.8% of you say 25 to 50%.
That's where I'd be.
33.6 say 50 to 75. And I would think that
that's where I am.
You're leaning more towards the 50 than the 75.
Yeah, oh, God, yes. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, if there was just a 50, I'm 50%.
Yeah, like Bigley said earlier, 51%. Mm-hmm. Do you think he would drink with the raccoon in the liquor store?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what it is, he would.
Liquor raccoon. Hey, Jay, we have a ferret down here that is drinking beer. You want to come drink with it? Yes.
Sweet.
You know, the funny thing about ferrets.
Well, I'll tell you about it.
They had their day off in Chicago. Ferret debuted their day off.
My mother's best friend's niece had ferrets as a pet. They died. It was wintertime. She put those ferrets in the freezer until spring so she could bury them in her yard. Mm-hmm. No joke. We talk about this every time the family's together. Mm-hmm. Putting ferrets in the freezer to preserve them till spring.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's a long time. I had a pet dog named Gizmo who passed away, and my parents were out of town, and we couldn't get into the pet hospital until Monday. And Sunday afternoon to Sunday night, he was in the deep freeze. I mean, you can't just leave like a dog and rigor mortis sitting in the house. R.I.P. to Gizmo. How many people have had a dog named Gizmo, though? I feel like that's a very popular
dog. Yeah, that's right. I'm like, is this real?
100%. Gizmo. I'll call my stepdad, Jeff, who's probably listening right now, going, 100% it's real.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Died in my arms. Sad day.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, it's brutal. Brutal.
What do you do on that? I mean,
he just had to wrap him up in like a blanket and put him in the freezer. And then Monday, or I think it was, he died Saturday. And then Sunday morning, they took him to a wonderful place in Blue Springs called Kavanaugh Pet Hospital.
Yeah.
So, shout out to those wonderful people.
But you didn't keep him in there all winter and then bury them in your yard. No, that's completely, I think, different.
I've never buried a pet. We've always cremated.
Yeah, that's usually what you do. Yeah
always,
I would imagine.
Always.
But, I mean, these people were weird.
You know, you can do this. I didn't know this. I've known a girl that has done this. Her pet dog had passed away, and some of the ashes they put into tattoo ink, and she put a paw on her arm with, like, her dog's ashes in the ink.
That's kind of cool.
Yes. Kind of tight.
I thought you were going to say she stuffed it.
No taxidermist here. No. Okay. But if you're
stuffing your dog,
I think that's a great idea. Like, I think what you should do, like, when your dog's getting to that point, like, you know, do the little paint of the paw, put it down, and then go get a tattoo.
I love that idea. We'll do that. That is a good, you know, my kids are in that situation.
Now,
we need tattoos.
Don't do the Tyson.
No, you don't do something like that. You put it somewhere else. But, I mean, like I said, my kids are like, well, we need tattoos, because every kid at this stage of their life thinks they need a tattoo. But if Winnie goes, I wouldn't mind the four of us going down there and doing that and having something like that done.
Hell yes.
That would be kind of cool as a family to go get that done.
Be awesome, man.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Where would you? Where should I get that? Is that like on your arm? I was going to say my ass cheek, but
somewhere in the entire body. Or like your higher thigh.
Yeah.
Like I need to get a tattoo for my mom. I'm going to get a hummingbird left thigh high.
Nice.
And then she has a note that I have in my car that says "Proud of you, love mom." And I get that underneath it, and then just you know,
awesome.
That way it's in a secure spot. It's not an unpopular spot.
That's good you have that because I have a note from my grandma hanging on my wall in my house, man. You save those things that are.
Oh, I'm a weirdo with the cards, like Christmas cards. They have every single one from like 98.
Yeah.
I have what's really weird is it's doing Christmas decorations, and it's funny to watch like when you open the box and it's like Hallmark 97. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, we were doing that the other day going through the ornaments. Yeah. Like my wife and I growing up had a lot of. For whatever reason, the same ornaments, right? It's kind of funny. And we pull out this like silver bear ornament. And I go, I think that's mine, right? Mm-hmm. She goes, no, that's definitely mine. You look at it, it says Jenny 1978 or whatever it was, right, on the tree. And then I pull out this gold bear and I go, oh, I got gold. You got silver Bobby 19. I was like, yes.
That's awesome.
And she just rolls her eyes like every time. So I'm gold, she's silver. It's that's so perfect. Funny. But yeah, all those old ornaments and the sentimental stuff. And we stopped doing cards after a while. With our family because my dad gave my mother the same Mother's Day card like 3 years in a row. And so she started saving. She goes, every year you're giving me this, so stop. We're just going to pull one out of the recycling bin.
He's not as
organized.
We're
going to recycle. No, he's not. He's not as organized as my mother, obviously.
Somebody says, if you have a snake, do you use their snake bite? If you have a pet snake, I don't know if you want that. You know what?
I want a snake for a long time.
Whatever you want to do.
No, as a tattoo?
No, pet snake.
Yeah, no, he's saying, but use their bite if you have a pet snake.
Pretty badass.
Somebody said a good friend of mine lost a baby and did the same tattoo ash thing with their baby.
Oh, my.
Damn.
I would do that.
Yeah, that's I kind of like that idea.
Me too.
The ash and the tattoo? Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, with the paw print. Yeah.
It's a cool tattoo.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
It's special. It means something. It's, you know.
It's not like the one I have on my arm that's misspelled. We can get into that at some other time.
Like Bart Simpson? I love moth.
It says belive, not believe. That's right. It's right here. You learn something new about your boy every day.
Wait a second. Did you?
That gave me something to believe in.
Did you pay for it?
Sure did.
Did you get a refund?
I don't know how.
What are you like, great googly moogly? Like,
well, now it's so blended that it doesn't look like it. But yeah, for sure, it says belive on my arm, not believe.
Oh, no.
That's what you get for putting poison lyrics on your body, Dusty, at age 17. So happens when you watch
Was that the song you were doing?
Well, it says my Bible verse that I go by in life, which is Matthew 23:12, which is he who is humble shall be exalted. He who is exalted shall be humbled, which I could take that note every single day of my life. And the Lauren who just texted me, she was like, mine, Daisy's ashes in my arm. Yeah, that's who I was referencing. She has the ashes of her dog in her arm. And I think that's something you should do for the rest of time.
I think
that's
I
a
love
great
that.
Idea. So shout out Lauren. But I have it says belive. And the ironicness is that there's a Bible verse underneath it. But the problem is I watch too much Rock of Love, and something to believe in would be coinciding with Matthew 23:12, yet it got misspelled. I'm an idiot. I don't know what I'm talking about.
That guy's an idiot, man.
No, for sure, dude.
The idiot is the person who spelled belive.
It was me. I had to write out the tattoo and give it to him.
Oh,
you want me to keep dumping on my face?
I didn't realize that. I thought it was the tattoo artist.
And
they didn't say like, hey, this is a misspelling?
No, dude. You want to talk about self-deprecating.
I've been pounded this
I have two tattoos. One's a clover on my back shoulder because of my Irish heritage, and one is belive on my right arm. You better believe it, dude.
You better believe it, bro.
Yeah, you better believe it, dude.
Well, I'm sure the tattoo guy could care less. Just give me your tattoo. That's what I'm saying. Like,
he's like, man, this looks sick. You ready to go? I'm like, eat me up, Todd.
Where'd you get it done? Waldo or?
Freaks on Nolan. This is all true. Like, I could take a picture of it later
and
show
you. Well, that's what makes it so damn funny is the fact that it is true, you know? Like,
you can believe in the Chiefs. My
so
tattoo.
You had a poison lyric tattooed on your arm.
That's right.
Yeah. Brett Michaels. Remember him?
Rock of Love.
I partied with him in a U-Haul once.
I'm so jealous. That is a guilty pleasure of mine is 100,000%. Yeah, somebody says no regrets. I am that kid.
Regrets, yeah.
Not even one letter.
Or that guy in St. Louis who says something about morons. You know, he's a Cardinal fan. He has moron spelled wrong.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's outstanding.
Yep. That's your boy right here. Don't put it past you.
I love that. That's something to believe in, man. Yeah, if you would have partied with Brett Michaels in the U-Haul, it would have been. He was doing a concert in Winter Park, Colorado, and the green room was a U-Haul. backed up to the stage.
Dude, poison kicks ass.
And my friend was the city manager that time. Oh, it was great. And my friend was the city manager at Winter Park, so we got the backstage tour of this thing, and we're literally in a U-Haul with Bret Michaels.
That's awesome.
That's sick.
Played all the songs you wanted, took a helicopter, got the hell out.
Hell yes.
I mean, dude, think about the bangers that they have. Something to believe in.
Yeah.
Every rose has its thorn.
Yep.
Nothing but a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
Do you know any of those songs, Mac?
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, I watched Bret Michaels when he was on. What was his reality
Rock
show?
Love.
Yeah,
Rock
Love.
Love.
That was it. Yeah, I watched that show. Yes.
Like three of those chicks were porn stars. And you're like, oh, well, it's Bret Michaels.
Bret Michaels. What'd you expect?
I was like 12. Yeah. I was like, this is good.
And I was like, man, he's got really good, you know, all this stuff and all this, you know. You find out that his headband is actually just hair stapled to it with a hat. And then he tried to jump off stage, hit the top of a garage door, fell down, had to grab the hat like Indiana Jones and pull it back in.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, man.
That's classic.
Somebody says my buddy from the Marine Corps had fist to fight instead of first to fight.
Fist to fight. That's great.
Oh man, would you, like, instead of simplify, it says simplify. Yeah. Like, oh no.
Half of it's on the tattoo artist though to make sure. All right, you sure this is what you want?
I gave him the blueprint.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
He didn't do it, and here we are. Something to believe in.
Yeah,
Bret Michaels, catch him in Niagara Falls this February.
Let's go, dude.
February in Niagara Falls.
Here's how much I loved Rock of Love and Bret Michaels. Do you know who his favorite team is?
Chiefs?
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. One of you lucky ladies is going to stay, and one of you lucky ladies is going to have to go. And it's been a Rock of Love.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.